A larger and larger portion of America no longer holds Jesus Christ and Christianity as central to their lives.
越多的美国人在今天已经不把我们基督教作为我们的中心。
If you've been here long enough, you probably noticed this.
假如你住越久，你倒发现越有这个现象出来。
You know, I'm in a unique position because I'm a pastor.
我是有不同的角色，因为我是一个牧师。
And so as I meet people, I have and people will ask me, you know, they'll ask me what do you do?
很多人就问我，你到底是做什么事情的？
And I'll tell them, I'll say, well, I'm a pastor at Oakland Chinese Church.
我说我是个牧师，我是在中国教会担任牧师的。
You know, and it's so interesting to see what kind of response that brings from people.
所以我很觉得很有意思，看看他们脸上的反应。
Either the person will go, oh, you're at a church. I go to this church. I go to that church. How long have you been? You know, they'll start talking about the church, about Jesus.
他们就会跟我谈，哦，我是去这个教会。有人说我是去那个教会，然后我们就谈到教会的事情了。
And then some people will confuse me for a priest.
有些人呢，就是有些疑惑了。
They'll say, wait, you're married. How are you married?
他说，哦，你结婚了，哦，你是怎么结婚的？
I'll say, I'm not a priest, I'm a pastor, and I'll have to explain to them.
我就开始解释了，我并不是是天主教的神父，我不结婚的，我是一个牧师，我是可以结婚的。
But then there's some that I you know, will be talking, and they will say, oh, so what do you do? And I say, well, I'm a pastor at a church.
所以有些人年轻人也是说，那问我做什么，我说我是个牧师。
And there'll be kind of this awkward silence for a moment, you know, just like, oh, okay, you know, it's not real positive vibe I'm getting from them.
所以他们看从他们脸上表现出来，他们也有一些疑惑啊，哦，你是牧师，他们好像不知道我是在做什么的。
You know, because more and more in America, there are less and less who know Jesus Christ, who are familiar with the church, and actually more and more there are more and more who are.Have kind of a negative view towards Christianity and towards faith.
发现很多的美国人越来越远离基督教，就是他们对教会很不清楚。
One recent study said that 46% of Americans say that religion is part of the problem.
发现统计数字里面，有说46%的美国人就认为宗教根本身就是个问题。
And that seems high to me, but again, to think about that religion is the problem, a lot of Americans think that's the problem with America.
其实你们说宗教是个问题，其实在我发现根本是美国人的这个想法是有个问题的。
And you may think, well, yeah, religion may be the problem. I mean, you know, even Jesus talked about, you know, just man-made rules, or rules are placed upon rules that cause a heaviness upon people.
因为耶稣也提过，你知道，在圣经上他说，因为人做出了很多的那个规矩，使得变成更多我们更多的负担，更多复杂。
But it also, this study also said that 42% of Americans say that people of faith is the problem with America.
也从有42%的人就是觉得，你知道，人很作假，你知道是个问题。
Or not that it's the problem, but it's part of our larger problem as people of faith.
所以这是很大的问题，你知道，在我们的社会上。
So people are viewing Christians and Christianity more and more with a little bit a darker lens than they used to.
所以现在很多的美国人对慢慢对基督徒和基督教就有一个负面的看法。
It is interesting to think about how other people view us as Christians. What's the perspective of America of us?
我们要看看这些人是怎么看我们基督徒的。
And current research shows that there are two basic themes when America thinks about religion and Christians.
我们可以看见大概有两个想法是主流，就是这些人在美国人怎么看基督徒和基督教。
And it's not real encouraging.
实在并不是一个很好的正面的看法。
The first is that it's irrelevant.
第一个就是没有什么跟你生活上没有什么相干的。
That is when people look at Christianity, they feel it as though there's no real bearing on the real stuff of life. It doesn't really affect like the real part of my life.
有很多人就认为你信教跟我们生活上实际上没有什么很大的关联的。
And nor does it affect the culture around us that much.
而且对我们的周围的文化好像也没有什么影响。
And the second theme that this research found is that, that more and more Christians are looked at as a little bit more extreme. They're looked at as extreme.
另外一个主流的想法就是认为这些基督徒是一个极端分子。
Now I know the word extreme is often used with other movements that we think of. It's, you know, when we think of extreme, sometimes we think of like things like ISIS are extreme.
我们谈到好像一个极端分子，就是好像我们平常会联想到好像是穆斯林的这些们恐怖的极端分子。
Extremism is often associated with a movement that's going to harm someone.
所以极端分子常常我们会想到这是一个他们做些举动会伤害别人的。
You'll hear people say, like, that person is so extreme, or that group of people are so extreme.
你们就会想到某些人或者是某些的组织他们是非常非常极端的，他会伤害到别人的。
But the perception of what extreme means is also changing somewhat.
当然也是谈到极端，你知道，也是有些不同的看法和改变。
Again, research shows that if you are a Christian in America today and you hold to some of the most kind of basic beliefs theologically, that people have a tendency to view you with the lens of that person is pretty far in one direction.
所以如果你是一个很，人家看你是个很虔诚的基督徒的话，人家觉得你跟别人是不同的。
For example, one study shows that six out of ten people say that if you share your faith, if you're actively sharing your faith with someone, with the desire for that person to know Jesus, that is kind of an extreme stance. People see that as extreme.
假如人家会看你，如果有是六个人，有十个六个人在十个人当中，他们很有坚决的这个基督徒的信仰，他跟他们就是讲到基督徒或者传教的时候，他就把你看作是一个极端分子。
And yet, sharing our faith, is part of discipleship. It's part of what we've been called to do, is to make disciples.
但是我们要跟人家传福音的话，这是我们一个基督徒的本分应该做的事情。
To share Jesus with our family, with our neighbors, with friends, it's one of the most basic commands that Jesus gives to us.
告诉你家里面的人，告诉你周围的人，告诉你的朋友，这个我们耶稣怎么样的回事，是你基本的信仰，是耶稣叫我们应该怎么做的。
Or also, and here's another example: 4 out of 10 people say that if you quit. A well-paying job to go on mission and to, you know, to give your life to something, that 4 out of 10 people in America would say that's crazy. You're kind of extreme.
在统计数字里面，美国人如果是有十个里面有四个，他认为你假如你自己本身有个很好的工作，或者你钱赚的很多，而你不要做这份工作，去愿意去做个牧师去传教的话，你知道你这个人是有一点问题的，是一个极端分子。
And so being a follower in a post-Christian context that we are living in today, because You may not have memory of this, but boy, many 50 years ago, 60 years ago, even when I was young, the culture was much more favorable towards Christianity.
我还记得，如果是50年、60年，或者像我年轻的时候一样，如果人家看到是你是个基督徒的话，换句话，对你还是蛮尊敬的。
So today I imagine that in the community that we live in, say in Auburn Hills, in Rochester Hills, in Lake Orion, there are some families, there are many families, many of your neighbors, who look at Christianity and say this. They go, well, as long as Christianity stays in a corner, as long as it's on the side, you know, and just doesn't interfere with us or our lives, then Christianity is just fine.
所以你看你现在看你周围的情形，如果你是住在阿邦希尔，在我们这个Lake Orion 周围的附近这个地方，假如人家看你，你如果你说你是个基督徒，你站在旁边，你知道你不干涉人家的事情，跟他们没有什么关系，他觉得你还是不错的。
And I imagine that there are a few, there are some, and maybe you've come across some who are a little bit more negative, maybe even hostile towards Jesus when you mention Jesus' name.
当然你也会碰到一些人，你知道，他会说，如果你提到你是基督徒的话，他对你有一个负面的看法。
So the question that we want to answer this morning, what we're looking at this morning, is how can we, as God's people, contribute, give to the world, in a context where religion is looked upon more and more in a negative light.
所以我们要今天早上要解决这个问题是，我们要看我们这个基督徒，那在我们的知道圣经里面应该是怎么做的。
So this passage that we're looking at this morning in 1 Peter, I want to give you a little bit of a backdrop because the backdrop is important to understanding what Peter is saying.
在我讲彼得前书以前，我愿意给大家一点那个历史上的背景，你知道，你就比较知道彼得为什么写这个书信呢？
Because Peter is answering this same question. How can a people of faith contribute to a world that more and more believes that religion is bad?
因为彼得也是就是有今天的情形一样，他要解释说为什么人普通老百姓有这种问题，你知道怎么会好像宗教是不好的。
Like I said, in America today, there are shifting views towards the negative, towards Christianity.
今天我刚刚提到，就是说美国人慢慢就觉得，你知道，基督徒或者基督教是个负面的事情。
But in Asia Minor, in the late 60s, and I'm not talking about the 1960s, I'm talking about the 60s.
我讲到这个小亚细亚在主后六十年的时候，并不是讲六零年代，是这六十年的事情。
This would be about 30 years after Jesus' resurrection, and his ascension.
这是就是这个时间是主耶稣你知道受死你知道复活这个三十年的以后。
God's people who were living in what would be now the country of Turkey.Were being heavily persecuted.
这些老百姓住在今天我们是土耳其的这个国家的这些老百姓，在当时是受到很大的逼迫的。
What had happened during the time when Peter was writing this was that in the summer of 64, there was a huge fire that broke out in Rome.
在彼得写这个书的时候，当时那个是主后64年的时候，一个夏天，罗马的城发生了大的火灾。
And the fire went for 3 days, actually.
这个火灾呢是连续的烧了三天。
10 of the 14 sections of the city, Rome was divided out into different sections. I don't know if there were suburbs, but...10 of 14 sections of the city were damaged, and 3 sections of the city were burned entirely to the ground.
罗马那时候有14个区，有10个区是整个被烧毁，就是说有3个区是最厉害的，完全都没有了，就是化为灰炉。
And the people of Rome were angry, because they believed that the emperor, his name was Nero, Emperor Nero, had either caused the fire.Or had done nothing to stop the fire.
当时的罗马的居民是非常的生气，因为那时候是尼罗做罗马皇帝的时候，他们认为是尼罗放这个火的，或者是他根本就没有想把这个火来扑灭。
Emperor Nero was known for having a passion to build things. He liked to build. And so some people suspected that Nero wanted to start over. He just liked to build things. So many people suspected that this emperor had maybe initiated the fire and had burned the city down.
因为当时都很多人很清楚，尼罗他有一个想法，就是他希望把这个罗马城呢造成一个新的城市，所以他先要把这个城整个烧掉，然后呢，他才有新的建筑物可以造起来。
And so, no matter what Nero did to kind of relieve the suspicion that he started the fire, he couldn't kind of relieve that suspicion.
所以他尼罗王本身也知道很多人都怀疑他，因为他们非常就是不高兴，他就放火把这个城烧掉，所以他要把这个罪名解脱下来。
You know, one of the things he did is he tried to help people. He gave money, tried to help people rebuild their buildings, their homes. You know, people who are homeless, he tried to take care of them. But nothing that he did kind of relieved the suspicion that you were the one who started this fire.
虽然他也做，尼罗王也做一些事情，他给一些有一些人，他家里面无家可归的，因为房子被烧掉了，所以他给他们补助，让他们有新的房子。但是无论他怎么做，他都不能解除就是老百姓对他的怀疑，他是一个放火的人。
So therefore, the emperor needed a scapegoat.
所以当时呢，尼罗就想出他没有办法，他只有找一个替罪的羔羊。
It sounds so similar to politics today.
这好像有点像今天的政治我们看到的一样。
But what he did is he chose Christians as a scapegoat.
所以呢，他做这个决定，他就把基督徒做他的代罪羔羊。
Up to this time in history, Christians were viewed as a part of the Jewish sect. They were like, well, they're kind of Jewish, but they're just off on the side.
当时呢，老百姓呢并不分不清楚这个犹太教和基督教的分别，他们把它放在同一类的，他认为基督教 是犹太教的分出来一个支派。
And up to this point, Christians were barely noticed by Roman authorities. They were just kind of, you know, just let Christians be, do what they want to do.
其实当时呢，那个基督徒呢，并在罗马政府眼光里面呢，他并不是一个很小的一个群体，他们并不受到重视，你知道，就是他觉得基督徒认为罗马政府要做什么，我们就去做什么。
And in fact, history says that Roman courts protected Christians against trouble caused by some of the Jewish synagogues and others. So there was actually kind of this movement separate times where.The Roman government would kind of even protect Christianity.
其实在当初的情形看起来，其实罗马政府还蛮保护这个基督徒的，因为有时候的他们的犹太教给或者是犹太教会给基督徒些麻烦，你知道？但是罗马政府还是保护这些基督徒的。
But all this changed. What Nero did is he introduced martyrdom to Christians.
但是这个在尼罗的他这个决定的时候，他就改变了整个的这个方向，就是他要开始迫害基督徒了，他要把罪名加在基督徒的身上。
And this persecution, this martyrdom that began in Rome spread throughout the Roman Empire.
所以他这个尼罗的迫害，就是从他开始的时候，在罗马的帝国就慢慢的扩张起来，到处都是开始迫害基督徒。
You know, it makes you realize how quickly history can turn.Things can turn pretty fast.
所以你们也看到，你知道，有个人做一个事情，在历史上可以转变的，把这个局势转变的很快的。
But this was the landscape that Peter is writing the letter. There's heavy persecution going on in the Roman Empire.
所以这本书是彼得在最后他临死以前写的最后的一本书信。
And what he wanted to do, what Peter wanted to do, is he wanted to write the church. He wanted to write the Christians to encourage them.
他要写信是给教会的人，他鼓励他们，你知道，他们继续的怎么样做。
How could they live in the midst of this persecution, this kind of dark landscape? How could they operate in there and yet still give, still contribute to the culture around them?
彼得就是在这里就写出告诉他们的基督徒们，在他在逼迫之下，在这个很受苦之下，怎么过他们的生活，使他们在当时的社会上有很大的帮助。
Even when that very world saw Christians as in a very, very negative sense.
因为即使在这个环境之下，他们普通人都给基督徒一个非常负面的影响。
Okay, so look with me, keeping that in mind, keeping that background in mind, look with me in this passage. I'll read through the whole thing and then we'll kind of walk through it together.
我现在要读他的书信整个的章节，你们可以想象当时罗马人逼迫基督徒的情形。
1 Peter chapter 3, starting in verse 13, says this. Now, who will want to harm you if you are eager, if you are eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't be afraid, and don't worry. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if you are asked about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. But you must do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak evil against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live, because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that's what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. Okay? So here's what we're going to ask. Again, how are we as a people, when you live in a space that is not favorable towards you?
现在我就是要问大家一个问题，我们怎么样在一个受逼迫的，对我们不利的环境之下，我们应该有什么样的反应，怎么样去做？
If the context that you're in is not favorable towards you, or the Spirit of God that lives in you, how are we to be as a people?
我们在这个被受逼迫的环境，我们读这个章节的时候，我们应该怎么样的反应？怎么样？应该我们怎么过怎么样的生活
？Okay, so here's what Peter encourages the people to do.
所以这里彼得就告诉我们应该怎么做。
I have talked about this before. We are to be the gospel. We are to be the gospel.
我们要传我们的福音。
We are to be the gospel in our action in the midst of an unfavorable context or unfavorable space.
我们在不利的环境之下，我们要传我们的福音，我们也要做出我们的福音上叫我们要做的事情。
He says to the people, "Who will harm you? Who's going to harm you if you're eager to do good?"
圣经上叫我们就说，有人要伤害你的话，你知道你怎么要去行善事？
So imagine the people in Asia Minor, they're going about their lives, they're living their lives, and heavy persecution is going throughout Rome. Peter answers a very pragmatic, he takes a very pragmatic approach. He says, look, if you're living in this context, if you're at work, if you're living your lives, if you're in your homes, if you're in your communities and you're serving people, if you're doing good,Most likely, people will respond to you well.
所以他在这个当时土耳其的这些基督徒在逼迫的环境之下，彼得就告诉他，任何人对你有逼迫，你要还是要行善事，你知道，这是一个他要我们做的事情。
Such an action of serving the community, of doing good, will probably not lead to persecution.
所以如果你去行善事，在这个环境底下，可能政府不会对你有更大的逼迫。
How many stories have we heard from missionaries around the world who will contact the church and they're off on mission and they will pray, they'll ask for prayer?
你听着是不是有听到很多的事情的事件？你知道在别的国家，你知道找。逼迫的时候，我们都是要求大家来祷告。
And here's what I'll hear. I'll hear them asking for prayer from us, from the church, saying, "Could you pray for us? Because we don't want to lose our visas. We're ministering in this country or that country, and we don't want to lose our opportunity to be here to make disciples."
你有没有听到很多的故事？有些人到国外去传教的话，因为这些外国的政府会把那个传教人的签证会拿走，你知道，就是希望跟所有的人为他祷告，使得这政府不要把他的护照拿走，然后他可以有机会继续的传教。
And they'll say there's a chance we're either meeting with the government officials or there's someone who's connecting with us or we're up for a visa renewal. And they'll say, church, begin to pray now. Can you pray for us? Because we need prayer. Because otherwise our ministry here to these people whom we love, whom we want to share the gospel with, they won't have the opportunity to know Jesus.
我们知道很多的故事，很多的时间，这些在国外传教的人跟他们的政府官员谈的时候，就是说，希望我们你们给我们继续在这里传教，给我们护照继续有效，使我们的福音可以继续的推展。
And so many times we pray, and so many times I hear reports coming back.Where missionaries will say, oh, thank you for praying for us. You know, we met with the local government.
在很多次祷告以后，我也听到很多的这些国外的传教士就告诉我说是，哦，他们给我准许我的签证，让我在这里继续待下来传播我的福音。
And not only were our visas not taken away, but so many times I hear this, that like the government actually wants us to be there. They look favorably upon us because they see us serving the community in some way.
我也听到很多的故事，就是这些传教士在国外的告诉我，他们这些政府官员虽然非但没有把我的护照拿走，而且他希望我们在继续待在那里，因为这是对他们社团、对他国家是很有帮助的事情。
They see missionaries caring for children. They see missionaries teaching English. They see missionaries caring for the sick.And they're like, we like you here. We want you here.
因为他看到很多的这些传教士在国外的，他在当地的地方帮助他们的孩子们，教他们的英文，设立学校，种种，对这个社会是非常帮助的。所以他们希望这些传教士待在那里。
And in fact, sometimes they even give missionaries even greater latitude. They're like, if you want to expand, you can. If you want to like reach these people, you can, because these brothers and sisters are doing good work.
因为我也听到很多的这些政府反而给他们更高层的待遇，就是希望他们待在那边，因为他们帮助当地的人在他们的福利方面，对他们的老百姓有很大的帮助。
And so it's the same here in America. I know that our context in America, we don't have as much maybe heavy.We haven't reached the portion of heavy persecution. But the same principle holds true here as well.
其实在我们美国也是一样的，虽然我们在美国并没有碰到你知道像在外国这样大的迫害的这种情形，但是我们也是同样的发生这种在我们的身上的。
You may have a manager right now, or you may have coworkers who look unfavorably on you.
你可能在你的工作地方，也许你的老板，也许你的同事，你知道对你非常的不好。
They may have a sense that you are a follower of Jesus.
也许因为你可能是个基督徒。
I hope they have a sense that you are a follower of Jesus.
我希望你是一个跟随基督徒，跟随耶稣的人。
But if your manager sees the excellence of your work.
但是假如你的老板觉得你的工作非常的卖力，做得非常的好。
If they know that you, in your work context, never speak poorly of anyone.
你在工作地方也从来不讲你别的同事的坏话。
If they see that you speak the truth all the time.
你在工作的时候都表现你非常诚实，那也不说假话。
Or that you're willing to sacrifice for your team, either in a small way or a large way.
看你这个做人，你在你工作的场合也不好像毁谤你自己的这个自己工作的就是同事。
Those actions are really hard to speak against. I mean, when you are in that context and you are doing good work, even if someone doesn't like you, I mean, it's hard to speak against that.
所以当你做这些很好的行为的时候，善事的时候，即使这个人对你并不满意，并不喜欢你，但是他也很难说一些对你毁谤的话。
Or maybe you're not in the work context. Maybe you're at school. Maybe you're at Adams or Stony or Lake Orion High School or Van Hoosen.
假如你是在学校的话，不管你在什么学校，在 Adams 啊，在 Lake Orion 这些学校里面，学生。
If you're eager to encourage others, if you're eager to serve others and do good. It's hard. It's hard. Your reputation will be out there. It's hard to speak against.
假如你是还是一个很热心的人，愿意帮助人，帮助你的同学们，你知道，别的同学很难说你的坏话的。
Whatever place or relationship that you might be in, where there's an unfavorable or even hostile, when they're hostile towards you or towards the Jesus who lives in you, Jesus who lives in you, let your actions speak.
在这个情形之下，即使这些人他不喜欢你，或者是对你的信仰、对你的主，你知道不会暴露不相信的态度，但是他很难说一些对你不利的话。
Peter even earlier in his letter, he even writes about using the same heart in marriage.
所以彼得在他的也是写书信的时候，也是提到婚姻里面也是一样。
If you're in a marriage where your spouse is unfavorable towards Jesus,
假如你一个是一个你有一个配偶是不信主的配偶
，and the Lord that you worship, you know, there's this kind of a break or divide between the two of you because one follows Jesus, one does not.
在你的婚姻关系里面，如果你是个信主的人，你的配偶不是的话，你们当然有些摩擦。
Peter says earlier in his letter, your godly lives will speak to them better than any words.
你自己其实你表现出来你是一个信神的人，你表述你的生活的形态，你知道比你用嘴巴讲还有用。
They will be won over by watching your pure godly behavior.
他会看到你一个很纯真的一个有信仰的人是怎么样的人。
I remember a sister in the church, she was sharing with us a story of her in the hospital.
我记得有陈春天有个姐妹跟我分享过她在医院做事的情形。
She was a nurse and she was working on the floor with a doctor who is harsh to everyone.
她在这个医院做事的时候，她碰到个医生，这个医生的态度和言行是非常粗鲁的，对人非常不好的。
There was not amongst the nurses on the floor, there was not a single nurse who wanted to work with this doctor. Whenever he'd come on the floor,People would like, oh, you work with him. Oh, you work with him. Maybe we can rotate. Maybe, you know, we just don't want to work with this guy.
这个护士就告诉我，这个当他在医院做事的时候，碰到这个医生出来的时候，这些别的同事就说，你去跟他做事，我不要跟他做事，就想个方法推脱，就是说，他不要跟这个医生在一起做事。
I think everyone has come across at some point in their lives someone like this, where like you have a coworker or classmate, you're like, boy, is it really hard to work with this person?
可能你在做工的时候也会碰到这种情形，你知道，你会碰到这种同事啊，你的老板啊，你非常讨厌的，你都不想跟他在一起做事的，对不对？
This doctor was gruff and he criticized everyone.
这个医生讲话是非常粗鲁的，他是批评每一个人在医院里面。
And so she said, though no one got along with this doctor, she said, I made a conscious choice, an intentional choice, to serve him, to like go, I'll pair up with him, I'll go and work with him.
这个护士就是这个姐妹就告诉我，当这个情形发生的时候，我自己心里就在考虑，我要用我的最大的努力来跟他做事。别人即使别人不愿意跟他做事，我愿意去跟他做事。
It got to the point where all the other nurses, when he would come on the floor, would go.He's here. Like, go get him. Go work with him.
当我常常有这个情形，看到医生来的时候，你去，你知道，别的同事就说你去，赶快去跟他做，你知道，我不要跟他做。
But what she did is she's like, I chose. She said, I chose to speak respectfully to him.
我这个护士就告诉我，我从心里就已经有这个决定，我愿意去跟这个医生很高兴的跟他去做事。
She chose to overlook some of the smaller offenses, you know, because even she was being criticized.
她说我即使被受到人家的批评，受到这个医生批评，但是我还是愿意去做这个事情。
She said it was a funny thing that happened that actually he began to look for her. You know, he'd come onto the floor and he'd actually begin to look for this nurse because of the way she treated him.
到后来发现一个现象就出来了，这个医生。自动愿意去找这个护士，愿意叫他做事，因为他晓得他们之间关系是比较好的。
And so over the course of a number of years, she would support him. She had a kind of a relationship with him.
这些年做下来，就说这个护士就是跟这个医生的关系是非常好的。
And on her last day of work, on the floor, you know, she was leaving her position. She was able to talk with him.
当她离职的时候，最后一天，她就跟这个医生有个交谈。
She's saying goodbye to everyone.
她说各位再见。
And at the right time, the doctor kind of, he is a little bit more open.
在这个时候这个医生也出来讲了他就是比较有一个开放的态度了。
And in words that, I don't know, I imagine that the Holy Spirit gave her, you know, she was able to communicate to him that the reason that she was the way she was because of Jesus, the Jesus who lives in her.
因为这个姐妹她是有耶稣基督住在他的心里面，他有圣灵的感动，所以他这样做的。
She was living the gospel. She was being the gospel in her words, in her actions.
他才是真正的，他本身就是个福音，因为他是活生生的表现出来，上帝要他怎么做，要他怎么说。
And I believe that this doctor took notice.
所以这个医生也自己也得了一些。教训。
But we know realistically that not all stories end this way.
我也知道，那不是每一个故事都会有这么好的结局的。
We're well aware that even when we are being the gospel, when we are doing good works towards people or being winsome towards people, it is not always return in kind.
所以我们也发现很多的情形，我们当传福音的时候，或者我们做一些很好的事情的时候，我们的结果并没有我们想象的好，别人并没有我们对我们用很和善的态度来对我们。
And what I like about the Bible, and what I like about Peter, and what I like about God, is that Peter here is a realist.
因为我很喜欢这个圣经，我喜欢彼得说的是，因为他讲的这些话都是真实的。
In fact, not too long after this letter was written, Peter himself was martyred.
其实在实际上当彼得写完这个书信的时候他自己就被杀了。
History says that Peter himself was crucified upside down.
在历史上我们知道彼得是被倒钉十字架的人。
He says this, but even, verse 14 he says, but even if you suffer for what is doing right,God will reward you.
在十四节里面说，你行善事的话，上帝会给你报偿的。
And you look at Peter's life, who ended up crucified upside down, and you say, well, that doesn't seem like the case.
当你想到你现在读到好像彼得的结局，你说好像不太对劲吧？彼得自己都被倒钉十字架，你知道，好像他结果并不是这么好吧
？But Peter had the long view.He had the long view.
但是彼得他是个有远见的人。
Said, look, even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you.
虽然你在这个世界上有些受苦的事情，但是上帝会给你报偿的。
God will take notice if you are in your workplace and you are doing what is right. If you are in your school and you are doing what is right. Wherever, if you are in your marriage and you are doing what is right, you are...acting in good kindness, God will take notice.
上帝会注意你在这世间做什么事情。如果你是个学生的话，你在学校里面对你的同学们；如果你是家庭里面，你是个配偶，他会看你怎么对待你的配偶。
And either on this side of heaven, or on the other side of heaven, God will bless you.
不管你是哪里，也许你在这个天堂里面，在另一边的天堂里面，上帝会给你。
So he tells the Christians here, you know, I know the context. He's like, I know what your situation is. Don't worry.
彼得就在书信里面告诉我，他说我知道你的情形，你知道这么困难的情形，但是我上帝会给你报偿的。
Just don't be afraid.
你不要害怕。
Okay, so be the gospel. How else can people of faith contribute to a world that believes that religion is bad.
所以我们看到这个到底圣经上是教我们应该怎么做的。
Instead of fear, honor the Lord by being ready to engage people with the hope that we have.
我们不用害怕，你知道，我们用我们信仰上帝，你知道，然后跟朋友，跟我们周围人呢有交谈，我们就有希望。
Peter says, verse 15, he says, instead, you must worship Christ as the Lord of your life. And if you are asked about your Christian hope, always, always be ready to explain why you have the hope that you do.
在15节到16节也是这样的，你们可以看你们自己圣经上中文怎么说的。
But you must do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak evil against you, they will be ashamed. When they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Okay? So always be ready to explain the hope that you have in Christ Jesus.
你总是要跟人家传福音，你知道，你要有希望。
I ask myself, as a church, do we have this? Are we able to explain the reason, for the hope that we have? Can you explain to someone?
像我们是教会的一份子，我们是不是有这个机会跟人家传福音，是跟讲我们的信仰？
I don't know, I kind of looked around, I wanted to think of or try to imagine or see or look at an example of someone who is out there who is engaging a culture around them that maybe is hostile or maybe unfavorable towards them.
我们可以看到在我们这个有不好的环境之下，我们怎么样去传福音？
Or at least, who is trying? Who is making an effort to go, I'm going to do good works. I'm going to engage people with the gospel.
我们看到多少人在这里，我们可以去努力的去传福音。
Sometimes, when the college students come back, from U of N or MSU, they'll share with me about their experiences.
有很多的同学他们从大学里面回来跟我讲他们在学校的情形是怎么样子的。
They'll share with me about the ministry that they belong to, either the church or the parachurch ministry that they belong to, and how that ministry is working to engage just people.
他谈到在学校里面他们大学里面他们怎么样参加一些教会的活动和组织，怎么样跟别人传福音。
And like, how can we share the hope that we have with the people around us?
怎么跟别人分享我们有怎么样的希望？
And we all know that the American University isn't typically a favorable place to share the gospel.
我们都现在都知道，在美国的大学里面，并不是他们很喜欢你在大学里面跟人家传福音。
And so one of the ways the students want to engage with people, just in conversation,as they have, and I'm thinking in about InterVarsity, the ministry of InterVarsity.
我现在想到就是说，我们有个校园团契的工作在大学里面，它叫 InterVarsity， 它是做学生工作的。
They have something called proxy stations.
它有一个名词叫 proxy， 就是一个传小站，你知道，是中文没有这个适当翻译，就是一个小站，他学生在那边可以跟别的同学传福音的地方。
And so the students will set up a station in a kind of a high traffic area. So, you know, you can picture again a college campus and people are walking through the campus.
在校区里面，他们的学生常常找一个比较同学们常常走经过的地方，他就设了一个小的那个传福音的站。
And then they'll engage students as they walk by.
他让学生跟别的同学们交谈。
I'm encouraged that just I see it reminds me that there's believers out there who is really working to like just go out and engage people.
所以我也看到这些人怎么样的跟别人的有一个沟通。
So for example, what you see in the picture is a proxy called the Growing Up campaign.
现在我给你一个看的图，就是这个大学里面它一个站，它就是怎么样的成长，怎么样的会在传福音方面有成长。
You know, and so what they'll do is they'll set up these panels, these kind of different signs, and people walk by and they're curious.
他们先放一些图片，那些同学看了觉得很好奇，有各种那个脸有不同的表情。
And they'll ask people some questions.
当有别的同学来问问题的时候。
This one's about growing up.
这是一个慢慢就是会成长的一个传福音的挑战。
And college students are interested in growing up. the term that's used, I didn't put this in the main, it's called adulting. You know, like, hey, how are we going to become an adult? How are we going to become an adult once we reach... We're in college now. Most college students realize that there's kind of like a safety net here, and we're going to eventually have to become adults. So they ask him about growing up.
他们这些年轻的学生常有这个现象，发现他们自己本身觉得他们好像是还是没有长很成熟，还是个小孩。他觉得我怎么样才能够长大，变成好像成人一样的这种心态。
And they'll ask him what did you want to be when you were a kid? And you know, there's different pictures of different careers, and they'll talk with people about what did you imagine that you would be when you grew up.
然后他就谈到，就说你的小时候怎么样情形？现在你要长大了，你将来应该做什么事情？你知道，你将来长大了像成人是怎么做？怎么样一个大人
？And then they'll say, how do you feel about your future career?
譬如谈引起话题，就是说你将来你想找什么事情
？Yeah, and so you know, I don't know. I imagine students will be like, well, yeah, you know, either they'll be discouraged or maybe they'll be encouraged about their future career.
所以他们引起话题就说哦，鼓励他们，也许你知道，你不要觉得腿上，你知道，你应该继续的努力。
And then the third panel will go a little bit into one small portion.Of scriptures. In this particular case, I think it was taken out of Luke 5, Luke chapter 5.
第三步就是说他就从圣经上找这个引用圣经的经文，像路加福音第五章。
And they'll talk about purpose, and they'll talk about how people were designed, and they'll, you know, just kind of move towards a spiritual life, towards viewing the world through the eyes of the Bible of Jesus, a relationship with Jesus.
慢慢就可以引起话题，就讲到你的将来的你的生活应该怎么样，你应该过怎么样的生活，你从圣经上怎么样找到主耶稣基督。
It's just one way. I just wanted to show you. There's just one way that some people are going. We're just going to go out there. We're going to engage people. We're going to do good works, and we're just going to engage this culture around us.
这是举个例子，我就是说他们怎么样子跟别人传福音，使得别人你知道会能够相信基督耶稣。
So I know that you're probably not going to set up a proxy station at your workplace, right?
我相信你大概不会在你工作方面你知道做这样一个好像小站是传福音的。
I guess you could ask them what they wanted to be when they grew up, and how they feel about their career right now.
但是你可以问问他们你。你长大了以后想做些什么事情，你知道你想从事什么行业
？But what would it look like? What would it look like for you? Because you're in places all over right now to engage people with the gospel.
所以我现在看起来你们有很多的机会，你知道可以跟别人的有接触，可以传福音的机会。
You're in a lot of relationships. There are people. You have neighbors. You have coworkers that you see every day in and day out.
你有很多的机会，比如讲你有很多的同学，你做事的话，你有很多的同事可以跟人家交谈。
How can you begin to think of like when you see the person to begin to like be eager to do a good work where you're at？
当你可以想考量你自己在你现在的环境的时候，你怎么样可以做一个很好的工作，可以传播福音的
？Be eager to engage people in conversation。
可以和别人交谈引起话题的。
How can people of faith, how can we contribute to a world where, again in America, it's not nearly as bad as other countries, obviously, but it is moving in a kind of more negative sense, and we as a church, we want to change that, or we want to add to culture in such a way that people begin to think aboutFaith in a different way.
虽然我刚刚提过，在我们美国社会也有一些负面的这些对我们的看法，但是我们还可以尽量的努力，我们做一个基督徒，怎么样去对这个社会， 我们的周围的环境有什么改变。
So here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do. We need to be able to, as followers of Jesus, we need to be able to discern the culture.
我们要应该做什么？我最要紧，我们要认识这个，做个基督徒，认识我们今天的文化是怎么样回事。
What we want to do is we want to be able to look at the Bible, know God's word, and be able to look around us and go, how is it that God sees the culture around us?
当我们读圣经的时候，我们要知道看看周围环境，你知道是怎么样的情形。
There are things in American culture. If you look at American culture and you kind of like step back and look at American culture through the lens of the Bible.That are not like, that don't flow, don't agree with what is in, what God's desires are.
所以你当你看的时候，经常有个现象，你知道，你看看美国的文化，有时候跟我们的读的圣经方面是并不吻合的。
And then there are some things in American culture that we can go, yeah, that goes along with what I see here.
但是我们也有时候看到一些美国的这些文化里面是和圣经是相符合的。
And we can celebrate those things.
我们可以为这事情很庆幸。
And there's things in the Chinese culture, and it's like, well, when I look at how what God desires and how He designed us to be, it doesn't go along with Chinese culture.
当我们作为中国人，我们读圣经的时候，发现。有很多的我们的文化上和圣经上并不是吻合的。
And then there are things in the Chinese culture that's like, yeah, when I read the Word of God, I can see some things that are like, yeah, that goes along with what the Bible says.
但是我们也另外方面很多，我们也可以文化上看到和圣经符合的，很符合的事情。
But we have to be able to go. We have to be able to see culture. In fact, actually being in this church has helped me to like. Sometimes I came from an American context, and when I'm in the church, I go, wait a second, that's just an American tradition. It's not maybe necessarily in the Bible.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们要很明确的可以认识是怎么样是对的，怎么样是不对的，可以我们怎么样的在比较我们的文化里面什么是符合的，什么是不符合的。
Second, we have to engage with people. Okay, engage with people.
第二点，我们要和别人有交往。
Certainly in here, when Paul says, Peter says, who will harm you if you're eager to do good?Paul's like, Peter's like, he's assuming that the church is engaged with the culture.
彼得在这个他的彼得前书已经告诉我们，你知道，当碰到你这个环境的时候，别人对你并不友善的时候，你应该去怎么做
？I know there's a temptation, and as I looked at Christianity as a whole in America, I know there are some Christians who are like, you know what, America is slowly drifting away from God. So what we'll do is we're just going to like circle up.We're going to protect ourselves from anything so that the culture can't touch us.
我们也发现有些在美国的有些基督徒他们自己就把门自己 圈起来，然后保护自己，就是他不要跟这个社会去同流合污。
And then there are some that goes, well, since culture is moving this way, why don't we just go along with it? Let's just go ahead and just go along with what culture is.
但是也有些人说，因为社会的潮流是这样做，我就跟他这样做，你知道，根本是无所谓的。
But what we want is to hold to what the Bible says, and yet still engage with people so they are engaged with us.
其实我们应该做的就是说，我们还是应该很遵守圣经上告诉我们话。我们跟别人交往的时候，你知道，我们保持我们的信仰。
And the last one is to serve people. Serve people.
第三个就是我们要对别人要有服务，服侍别人。
Who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? If you are out in your workplaces, out in your schools, out in your neighborhoods, and you are serving people, you are caring for people. That speaks volumes to people. Volumes.
即使别很多人周围的人对你有敌视的，对你不友善的。但是 你应该还是对他们非常的好，非常的友善，去做你应该做的事情。
And of course, we have our ultimate example of this in Christ Jesus.
我们就是最后，我们就是看到有主耶稣基督是怎么样做的。
This morning, we're going to be taking part of Holy Communion.
今天早上我们要一起来领圣餐。
And the ultimate example of who we are to be and how we are to be when we're oppressed, when opposition is against us, is really truly found. Jesus is the perfect example.